4. Clean Code, A Handbook of Agile Software Craftsmanship. By Robert C. Martin. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Clean Code, A Handbook of Agile Software Craftsmanship by Robert C. Martin is a book that provides guidance on how to write clean, maintainable code. The book covers topics such as naming conventions, refactoring techniques, object-oriented design principles, and unit testing. It also includes advice on how to work with legacy code and how to create an effective coding environment. The first part of the book focuses on writing good code. It explains why it is important to write clean code and what makes it clean in the first place. It then goes into detail about various aspects of coding style such as indentation, comments, formatting, variable names, classes, and functions. The author emphasizes the importance of readability when writing code. The second part deals with object-oriented programming, OOP. This section explains OOP concepts such as encapsulation and inheritance in depth. It also discusses best practices for designing objects, including using interfaces instead of concrete classes whenever possible. The third part covers unit testing, which is essential for ensuring that your software works correctly before releasing it into production environments. This section explains different types of tests such as integration tests and acceptance tests, along with tips for creating effective test suites. Finally, the fourth part looks at working with legacy code, which can be difficult due to its often poor quality or lack of documentation. The author provides strategies for dealing with this type of situation, including refactoring existing code so that it meets modern standards. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Writing clean code. Writing clean code is essential for creating software that is maintainable, extensible, and reusable. It requires a commitment to writing code that is readable, understandable, and testable. Main idea number 2. Meaningful names. Meaningful names are important for making code easier to read and understand. They should be descriptive, unambiguous, and consistent. Main idea number 3. Comments. Comments should be used sparingly and only when absolutely necessary. They should explain why the code is written the way it is, not what it does. Main idea number 4. Formatting. Formatting is an important part of writing clean code. It should be consistent and should make the code easier to read and understand. Main idea number 5. Functions. Functions should be small, focused, and do one thing. They should be named after what they do and should have no side effects. Main idea number 6. Objects and data structures. Objects and data structures should be designed to minimize complexity and maximize readability. They should be easy to use and should be designed to be extensible. Main idea number 7. Error handling. Error handling should be done in a consistent and predictable way. It should be done in a way that does not hide errors or obscure the code. Main idea number 8. Boundaries. Boundaries should be used to separate code that is difficult to test from code that is easy to test. This will make the code easier to maintain and debug. Main idea number 9. Unit tests. Unit tests should be written for all code. They should be written before the code is written and should be used to ensure that the code works as expected. Main idea number 10. Classes. Classes should be small and focused. They should have a single responsibility and should be designed to be extensible. Main idea number 11. Systems. Systems should be designed to be modular and extensible. They should be designed to be easy to maintain and debug. Main idea number 12. Emergence. Emergence is the idea that complex behavior can emerge from simple rules. It should be used to create systems that are easy to maintain and debug. Main idea number 13. Concurrency. Concurrency should be used to improve performance and scalability. It should be done in a way that is safe and does not introduce race conditions. Main idea number 14. Successive refinement. Successive refinement is the process of gradually improving the design of a system. It should be done in small steps and should be tested at each step. Main idea number 15. JUnit internals. JUnit internals should be used to create unit tests that are easy to maintain and debug. They should be used to ensure that the code works as expected. Main idea number 16. Refactoring. Refactoring is the process of improving the design of existing code. It should be done in small steps and should be tested at each step. Main idea number 17. Smells and heuristics. Smells and heuristics should be used to identify code that needs to be refactored. They should be used to make the code easier to read and understand. Main idea number 18. Emergent design. Emergent design is the idea that complex behavior can emerge from simple rules. It should be used to create systems that are easy to maintain and debug. Main idea number 19. Patterns. Patterns should be used to create code that is easy to read and understand. They should be used to create code that is maintainable, extensible, and reusable. Main idea number 20. Practices of agile development. Practices of agile development should be used to create software that is maintainable, extensible, and reusable. They should be used to create code that is easy to read and understand. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Writing clean code is essential for creating software that is maintainable, extensible, and reusable. It requires a commitment to writing code that is readable, understandable, and testable. This means taking the time to ensure that your code follows best practices such as using meaningful variable names, avoiding unnecessary complexity or duplication of logic, and adhering to coding standards. Clean code also involves refactoring existing code when necessary in order to make it more efficient or easier to understand. Refactoring can involve restructuring existing functions or classes into smaller components with well-defined responsibilities, removing redundant or unused variables, simplifying complex control structures, and improving readability by adding comments where appropriate. Finally, writing clean code also involves testing your work thoroughly before releasing it into production. Testing helps you identify any bugs early on so they can be fixed quickly without causing major issues down the line. Writing tests also ensures that changes made later don't break existing functionality. Main idea number 2. Meaningful names are essential for writing code that is easy to read and understand. They should be descriptive, clear, and consistent throughout the program. Good naming conventions help make code more self-documenting, which can save time when debugging or making changes in the future. It also helps other developers quickly grasp what a particular piece of code does without having to spend extra time deciphering it. When choosing meaningful names for variables, functions, classes, etc., consider how they will be used within the context of your program. For example, if you have a function that calculates an average value from a list of numbers, then calling it calcAverage would be much clearer than something like doMath or processData. Similarly, using variable names such as totalSum instead of just sum makes it easier to distinguish between different values. In addition to being descriptive and unambiguous, meaningful names should also follow established coding conventions so that all developers on a project use similar naming styles. This helps ensure consistency across the entire project and makes it easier for everyone involved to read each other's code. Main idea number 3. Comments should be used sparingly and only when absolutely necessary. They are a way to explain why the code is written in a certain way, not what it does. When writing comments, they should be concise and clear so that other developers can quickly understand their purpose. Additionally, Comments should be kept up to date with any changes made to the code base. Outdated or incorrect comments can lead to confusion and errors. When possible, it's best to avoid using comments altogether by making sure your code is self-documenting. This means that variable names, function names, class names, etc., are all descriptive enough for someone else reading the code to understand its purpose without needing additional explanation. Main idea number 4. Formatting is an important part of writing clean code. It should be consistent and should make the code easier to read and understand. Formatting can include indentation, spacing, line breaks, comments, and other elements that help organize the code into logical sections. This makes it easier for developers to quickly scan through a piece of code and identify what each section does without having to read every single line. Good formatting also helps with debugging by making it easier to spot errors in the logic or syntax of a program. Additionally, when multiple people are working on a project together, good formatting ensures that everyone's work looks similar so there aren't any discrepancies between different parts of the same program. Ultimately, proper formatting is essential for creating readable and maintainable software projects. By taking time up front to format your code correctly, you will save yourself time down the road when trying to debug or modify existing programs. Main idea number 5. Functions are an essential part of any software project, and should be treated as such. They should be small, focused pieces of code that do one thing and do it well. This helps to keep the code base organized and maintainable. Functions should also have meaningful names that accurately describe what they do. This makes them easier to find when needed for debugging or refactoring. In addition, functions should not have any side effects. Side effects can cause unexpected behavior in other parts of the program, making it difficult to debug and maintain. By avoiding side effects, developers can ensure their functions are reliable and predictable. By following these guidelines for writing clean functions, developers can create a more robust code base that is easier to understand and maintain over time. Main idea number 6. Objects and data structures should be designed to minimize complexity and maximize readability. This means that they should be easy to understand, use, and extend. To achieve this goal, objects and data structures should be broken down into small components with well-defined interfaces between them. Each component should have a single responsibility so that it can easily be modified or replaced without affecting the rest of the system. The code for each object or data structure should also follow best practices such as using descriptive names for variables, functions, classes, etc., avoiding unnecessary complexity in algorithms or logic used within the code base, following consistent coding conventions throughout the project, and writing comments where necessary. By designing objects and data structures in this way, we can ensure that our code is maintainable over time by making it easier to debug issues when they arise, as well as allowing us to quickly add new features without having to rewrite large portions of existing code. Main idea number 7. Error handling should be done in a consistent and predictable way. It should not hide errors or obscure the code, but rather provide meaningful feedback to the user about what went wrong and how it can be fixed. Error messages should be clear and concise, providing enough information for users to understand what happened without being overwhelming. Additionally, error handling should include logging of errors so that they can be tracked over time. When writing code with error handling capabilities, developers must consider all possible scenarios that could lead to an error occurring. This includes both expected errors, such as invalid input, as well as unexpected ones, such as system failures. For each scenario, appropriate action needs to be taken in order to ensure that the application continues running smoothly despite any issues encountered. Finally, when implementing error handling into an application's design, it is important to keep maintainability in mind. Error handlers need to remain flexible enough so that they can easily adapt if new types of errors are introduced or existing ones change behavior over time. Main idea number 8. Boundaries should be used to separate code that is difficult to test from code that is easy to test. This will help ensure the maintainability and debuggability of the code, as well as make it easier for developers to understand what they are working with. By separating out complex logic into its own module or class, developers can more easily identify where problems may lie and how best to address them. In addition, boundaries can also be used to create a clear separation between different components within an application. This helps keep each component focused on its specific purpose and makes it easier for developers to work on one part without having their attention diverted by other parts of the system. Finally, boundaries can also help reduce complexity in large applications by allowing teams of developers to focus on smaller sections at once. By breaking down a project into manageable chunks, teams can better collaborate and develop features faster than if they were all trying to tackle everything at once. Main idea number 9. Unit tests are an essential part of writing clean code. They should be written before the code is written, and they should be used to ensure that the code works as expected. Unit tests provide a way for developers to check their work and make sure that it meets all requirements. By writing unit tests first, developers can quickly identify any issues with their code before it goes into production. Unit tests also help to reduce bugs in production by providing a way for developers to test their changes without having to deploy them first. This helps catch errors early on in the development process, which saves time and money down the line. Additionally, unit testing provides valuable feedback about how well certain parts of the system are working together. Overall, unit testing is an important part of creating clean code and ensuring that applications run smoothly in production environments. It allows developers to quickly identify any issues with their code before it goes live, reducing costly mistakes later on. Main idea number 10. Classes should be small and focused, with a single responsibility. This means that each class should have one purpose and do it well. It also means that the code within the class should be concise and easy to understand. Classes should also be designed to be extensible, so that they can easily accommodate changes in requirements or new features. When designing classes, it is important to think about how they will interact with other parts of the system. The design of a class should take into account its dependencies on other classes as well as any potential future changes or additions that may need to be made. By keeping these considerations in mind when designing classes, developers can ensure their code is maintainable and scalable. Main idea number 11. Systems should be designed to be modular and extensible, allowing for easy maintenance and debugging. Modular design allows components of the system to be replaced or updated without affecting other parts of the system. This makes it easier to identify problems in a specific component and fix them quickly. Extensibility allows new features or functionality to be added without having to rewrite existing code, making it easier for developers to add new features as needed. Debugging is also made simpler with modular design since each module can be tested independently from the rest of the system. This helps reduce time spent trying to find bugs in complex systems by isolating issues within individual modules rather than searching through an entire code base. Additionally, when changes are made, only those affected modules need updating instead of rewriting large sections of code. Overall, designing systems that are modular and extensible will help make development faster and more efficient while reducing errors due to complexity. Main idea number 12. Emergence is a concept that has been around for centuries, but it has become increasingly relevant in the modern world. It suggests that complex behavior can arise from simple rules and interactions between components of a system. This idea can be applied to software development, where emergent behavior can be used to create systems that are easy to maintain and debug. The key principle behind emergence is that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. By creating simple rules and interactions between components, developers can create complex behaviors without having to understand every detail of how those behaviors emerge. This makes debugging easier since developers don't have to trace through all possible paths in order to find out what went wrong. In addition, emergence allows for more flexibility when making changes or adding new features. Since each component only needs to know about its own behavior and not necessarily how it interacts with other components, changes made in one part of the system won't necessarily affect other parts. By understanding this concept and applying it appropriately during software development projects, teams will be able to create robust systems with fewer bugs and less maintenance overhead. Main idea number 13. Concurrency is a powerful tool for improving performance and scalability. When used correctly, it can help applications handle more requests in less time. However, when not implemented properly, concurrency can introduce race conditions that lead to unexpected results or even system crashes. To ensure safe and effective use of concurrency, developers should take the time to understand how their application works and what potential issues could arise from concurrent access. They should also consider using synchronization techniques such as locks or semaphores to protect shared resources from being accessed by multiple threads at once. Finally, developers should be sure to test their code thoroughly before deploying it into production environments. This will help them identify any potential problems with their implementation of concurrency so they can address them before users experience any issues. Main idea number 14. Successive refinement is a process of gradually improving the design of a system. It involves breaking down complex tasks into smaller, more manageable pieces and then refining each piece until it meets the desired goal. This approach allows for incremental improvements to be made without having to start from scratch every time. The key is to make sure that each step in the process is tested before moving on to the next one. The successive refinement technique can help reduce complexity by allowing developers to focus on specific areas at any given time. By breaking down large problems into smaller ones, developers can identify potential issues early on and address them quickly. Additionally, this method encourages collaboration between team members as they work together towards a common goal. Successive refinement also helps ensure that code remains clean and maintainable over time. As changes are made incrementally, there's less chance of introducing bugs or creating an overly complicated system architecture. Furthermore, since each step in the process has been tested thoroughly, it's easier for developers to understand how their code works when revisiting it later. Main idea number 15. JUnit internals are an important part of creating unit tests that are easy to maintain and debug. They provide a framework for writing code that is well-structured, organized, and easily understood by other developers. JUnit internals allow developers to create tests quickly and efficiently while ensuring the code works as expected. The main components of JUnit internals include assertions, test cases, fixtures, suites, runners, and reporters. Assertions are used to check if certain conditions in the code have been met or not. Test cases define what should happen when a particular set of inputs is given to the system under test. Fixtures provide data needed for running tests such as setting up databases or initializing objects before each test case runs. Suites group related tests together so they can be run all at once instead of individually. Runners execute the actual tests while reporters generate reports on how many passed/failed. Using JUnit internals helps ensure that unit testing is done correctly and efficiently, which leads to better quality software products overall. It also makes it easier for developers to understand existing code since everything follows a consistent structure. Main idea number 16. Refactoring is the process of improving the design of existing code. It involves restructuring and reorganizing existing code to make it more efficient, easier to read, and simpler to maintain. Refactoring should be done in small steps so that any changes can be tested at each step. This helps ensure that any errors or bugs are caught early on before they become a bigger problem. The book Clean Code, a handbook of agile software craftsmanship by Robert C. Martin, provides an excellent guide for refactoring code. It outlines best practices for writing clean, well-structured code as well as techniques for refactoring existing code into a better form. The book also covers topics such as debugging and testing, which are essential when refactoring. Main idea number 17. Smells and heuristics are a great way to identify code that needs refactoring. Smells refer to certain patterns in the code that indicate it may be difficult to read or understand, while heuristics are rules of thumb used for identifying potential problems with the code. By using these techniques, developers can quickly spot areas of their codebase that need improvement. When applying smells and heuristics, developers should look out for things like duplicate logic, long methods or classes, complex control flow structures, lack of comments or documentation, and other signs of poor design. These issues can make it hard for others to understand what is going on in the codebase and lead to bugs down the line. By taking advantage of smells and heuristics when refactoring their codebases, developers can ensure they have cleanly written software that is easy to maintain over time. This will help them save time by avoiding unnecessary debugging sessions later on, as well as improve collaboration between team members who work with the same project. Main idea number 18. Emergent design is a concept that suggests complex behavior can arise from simple rules. It is an approach to software development that emphasizes the importance of creating systems with easy-to-maintain and debug code. This type of design allows for flexibility in how the system works, as it can be adapted to changing requirements or conditions without having to rewrite large portions of code. The idea behind emergent design is that by using small, modular components, developers are able to create more robust and reliable systems than if they were writing monolithic applications. By breaking down tasks into smaller pieces, each component can be tested independently before being integrated into the larger system. This makes debugging easier, since any errors will only affect one part of the application rather than causing widespread issues. In addition, emergent design encourages reuse of existing components, which helps reduce development time and cost while also improving overall quality. By reusing existing components instead of rewriting them from scratch every time a new feature needs to be added, developers are able to focus on developing new features rather than spending time recreating old ones. Main idea number 19. Patterns are an important tool for creating code that is easy to read and understand. By using patterns, developers can create code that is maintainable, extensible, and reusable. Patterns provide a structure for organizing the code in a way that makes it easier to comprehend and modify when necessary. They also help reduce complexity by breaking down large tasks into smaller components. When used correctly, patterns can make coding more efficient as well as improve the overall quality of the software being developed. For example, if a developer needs to implement a certain feature multiple times throughout their project, they could use a pattern such as Model View Controller, MVC, which would allow them to reuse existing code instead of having to write new code each time. Using patterns helps ensure consistency across different parts of the application while still allowing flexibility where needed. This allows developers to focus on solving problems rather than worrying about how their code should be structured or organized. Ultimately, this leads to better quality software with fewer bugs and faster development cycles. Main idea number 20. Practices of agile development are essential for creating software that is maintainable, extensible, and reusable. By following these practices, developers can create code that is easy to read and understand. This makes it easier to debug and modify the code in the future if needed. Agile development also encourages collaboration between team members, which helps ensure a successful project. The book Clean Code: A Handbook of Agile Software Craftsmanship by Robert C. Martin provides an excellent overview of how to use agile development practices effectively. It covers topics such as writing clean code, refactoring existing code, unit testing, debugging techniques, version control systems, and more. The book also includes best practices for working with teams on projects using agile methods. By following the principles outlined in this book and other resources on agile development practices, developers can create high-quality software quickly while ensuring its maintainability over time. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.